This is the Ash London Live podcast. Ash London Live.
Hey, this is Halsey.
Halsey, welcome back to Ash London Live.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, baby girl. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in California right now. I'm at my house and I'm enjoying a day semi-off before I go back to work.
Nice. Now, I know it's just been your birthday. Happy birthday. What have you done to celebrate?
Oh, I went to Greece with my friends, which was really exciting because I got 5 days off, which like never happens ever. So I took everybody to Santorini and we swam and I got a wicked tan and I'm feeling really good.
There is nothing like a tan to make you feel like a supermodel. And I feel like 5 days is the perfect amount of time to get a perfect tan. You've nailed it, Holt.
Yeah, I mean, I get a tan pretty much right away as soon as I go outside in the sun. So it's like by day one, you know, I'm like, oh, all right, there it is. And then the rest of the week, I was just boiling, just baking. It was kind of awesome.
I feel like if you live in LA, you tan pretty quickly. Isn't it like always sunny in LA?
The sun is definitely different in LA. It's definitely not like your sun, where like you go outside and you're like, oh cool, I think I might die. The sun in LA is almost like fake sun. It's like I never really get a tan, but for whatever reason, it's always like uncomfortably hot.
Well, you're going to be able to come and bake in our sun this summer, and we are so excited. Not only are you here for Falls at New Year's, but you're here in a month's time, just announced as a performer at the Arias, which we're so excited about. Now, have you even heard of the Arias? Do you know what it is?
Yes, I have, and I can't even believe I'm allowed to go to the Arias. I'm like, I'm American. Are you going to let me in? And they're like, it's okay, you can come. I get to be an honorary Australian. It's like kind of my dream. It's all I've ever wanted in life.
So cool. And you know how much we love you here, obviously, but I feel like there's always kind of that extra bit of scrutiny on the overseas performers. Are you feeling the pressure?
Oh, great. Well, I wasn't scared, but now I'm scared. So thank you for that. I have the power of a lot of Australian friends on my side, which I think will be good. You know, I've got Five Sauce, I've got Alice in Wonderland, quite a few people who I think can give me the energy that I need to get through it. I think all of them would give me the same advice, though. If I'm like, all right, what do I need to do to be good? They're going to be like, don't take yourself too seriously, which is really good advice, actually.
That is great advice. It's what Australians do best, I think. And the best thing about the Arias, too, is that you don't just have all the industry people. There's a heap of fans that can buy tickets as well to come and see you. So they'll be cheering so loudly for you, Halsey.
I know. I'm really excited for that part because award shows in the States aren't always like that. So it's going to be cool to get to play to people who actually care.
Well, the great thing is, as long as you sing well, you'll be fine.
Thank you. Hey, listen, Drake is Canadian, so I know he absolutely won't be there. So I'm not nervous if I don't have to. As long as I'm not playing in front of Drake, I'm good.
Okay. Well, if Drake makes a surprise appearance at the Arias, you'll be definitely out of luck, but I think you're pretty safe. Halsey, we've been smashing Graveyard on the show. Such a cool song. Now, am I right in thinking it's about a relationship where it starts out really well, everything's fine, and then you kind of find yourself starting to like bring each other down?
I think I just got some perspective about some stuff, and I was like, you know, you would have so blindly followed someone or done anything to make them happy that like, you know, I could have quite literally gotten myself killed or something. So it was like the perspective looking back on that and being like, oh, I feel fortunate now to have the self-worth to know to avoid that. And it was kind of one of those things where I was looking back on this relationship and thinking like, wow, like what went wrong? Like I used to get that feeling in my chest. Like I used to get those butterflies. Like how did we go from there to something so bad? And then I was like, oh, maybe those butterflies, you know, were warning me all along. You know, maybe that adrenaline rush was a sign that something was terribly, terribly wrong. And that's kind of how the song came to be.
Do you feel like you maybe gravitate towards the adrenaline of those kinds of wild relationships?
I think I used to be attracted to uncertainty because I'm a creature of, you know, evolution. And I like when things are spontaneous and they change. But, you know, I think as I'm getting a bit older, I'm starting to learn that I much prefer structure, which is really nice. I think self-worth is what teaches you to be attracted to stability, you know, because I think, you know, you start to demand more for yourself and you want to know you're going to be safe. Like you start to value safety as an important part of a relationship. It was was never something I really thought of before. You know, I kind of made a checklist in my head of what my perfect partner was, and it would be like, you know, I want them to be smart, and I want them to be funny, and I want them to be stylish, and I want them to be this, that, and the other thing, whatever. And then, like, you know, now that I'm getting a bit older, like, primarily on my checklist is, like, do I feel safe with them? So I think that must be an age thing, because now I'm old. I'm 25. Old as shit.
Yeah, 25. So old, Halsey. You're done. Over the hill. The album Manic is coming out on Jan 17. Now, what evolution are we going to hear on it? Like, what does this album mean for you now, Halsey, at age 25?
You know, I think that growing gracefully as an artist is something that has always kind of intimidated me. I made my first album when I was 19, and, you know, a lot of my fans are younger than me, and we've always, like, seen eye to eye in the sense of, like, being young and coming of age and, like, exploring our identities and stuff, and that's kind of, like, the thread that kept us together. And so now, you know, I'm growing, and my life is changing in so many different ways, and so it was really important to me to make an album that felt really authentic and really interesting, but, you know, I just didn't want to write like I was pretending to be something I was not. Like, I'm not going to go make an album like a 19-year-old and I'm not one anymore, you know? And so for me, it was like experimenting with ways in which I could explore a more mature theme. And I also think that I'm talking about myself with like a dignity and a assuredness that I've never had before. You know, I think that turning 25 and everything, I've just kind of been able to look at myself and go, okay, I think I have a pretty good idea of who I am now, which is not really something that you can do when you're a teenager. So it felt like a really good time to kind of reintroduce everybody to parts of me that they might have maybe missed in the media, or things that maybe got lost in translation, or narratives that kind of got out of control. This album has kind of made this, like, in a really nice way, and like really funny. It's kind of funny sometimes. And like a really just conversational way, being like, okay, I know everything's gotten really crazy, but I'm going to tell you who I really am right now while the stage is mine, you know?
I like that. It's like a little reset for the world of exactly who Halsey is.
Totally. I've definitely come to accept my ever-changingness, and, you know, I think I've made peace with a lot of parts of my personality that otherwise, you know, frustrated me, or that I created some kind of conflict with it. Like, this is going to sound really silly, but I kind of had an epiphany when I did SNL in the United States, when I hosted and musical guested. We were kind of running around. It was the craziest week. I was super tired. We were working. That's the way they do that show is unbelievable. But it's like, you know, it's a lot, and it's comedy. So it's, you know, for me, doing comedy meant not taking myself so seriously. And I think in not taking myself so seriously, I learned a lot about myself, and I kind of got to, like, I just kind of let go. I loosened my grip, loosened my control. I can be a bit of a perfectionist sometimes. And the show went so well, and everyone was, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, I really like her when she's kind of just going with the flow a little bit. And it really resonated with me. It made me go like, oh, okay, like, I don't have to be so, I don't know how to put this any other way, but I don't have to be so uptight about the way that I'm perceived, like just relaxing and not taking myself so seriously, having fun, having a sense of humor about my job and my experiences, and, you know, the whole world watching me make mistakes. Like, that's the best way to go about this. And I learned that there, and it was right before I started recording the album, and it definitely resonated.
That is so wonderful. I love that. That makes my heart really, really happy to hear, Halsey. You're so good.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel really good.
Well, baby girl, we will see you next month for the Arias. I can't wait to see you and give you a big hug.
Thank you so much for talking to me and for letting me talk about the album. I'm so excited to go back to Australia and New Zealand, and some of my favorite places ever to perform. And, like, everyone's always been so welcoming and so cool to me. You know, I think it's one of the places in the world that really gets me. You know, lets me be kind of weird and kind of not at the same time, and says this is okay. And I feel like I get to blossom there, so I'm excited to come back.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.